Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morning. Marty Griffin. Of course you know that. What's going on? Hey, do me a favor. When it gets this sketch, kids say it's sketch, Dad. When it gets this sketch out, I'd like to hear what's going out on the roads. What are you seeing? Where is it good? Where is it bad? Oftentimes it helps other folks headed down the road. So let me know what you are experiencing on the roads. It's kind of deceptive. And maybe I'm stating the obvious, maybe not if you haven't left. Here's the deal. It's the streets that have been worked on by PennDOT or local municipalities where there's a lot of traffic, they're kind of slushy and wet. Outside of that, it's nasty ice. And I mean nasty. And maybe it's not that way everywhere, but it's treacherous. I rarely get that worked up over weather. I think it's kind of part of living here and growing up here. We kind of learn to deal. I get, you know, I kind of accept what it is and manage it just like you do. But the truth is, it's horrible. Horrible. Now, where is it horrible? Just experience. I stopped at a 7-Eleven, and no disrespect for 7-Eleven. They had obviously had their roads plowed. But what happened was, I don't know, it must have been in the area of 7. What was plowed, then it started to rain and sleet and freeze. And so the parking lot was ice. Treacherous. Coming here into the office complex, and again, they do a hell of a job with throwing salt and plowing. They're always on top of it. But the handrails were completely ice. I was gripping them like a hawk, you know, like the talons of a hawk. It's terribly dangerous. I'm serious. The steps, quarter of an inch of ice. Do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor. Do me a favor. If you know anybody within your vision, your neighbor right next to you, across the street, that's elderly or has really young kids and single parent, you got to help them out today. Right? Or you know anyone that's elderly that's kind of stubborn and they like to do their own thing, you got to tell them that this is break a bone day. And that's not intended to be sarcastic or humorous, funny in any way, shape, or form. It's nasty. And I mean, we can pay attention to the weather all we want and hope for the best. And I guess this is what the weather folks said was going to happen. And they were right. Good for them. So do me a favor, 866-391-1020, kind of check in with me on the conditions that you are seeing, both in terms of your neighborhood, my neighborhood, and again, Mount Lebanon kills it. I was sliding all over, down the hill, up the hill, a little bit sideways. And I got up early. I ran the snowblower. I don't know, it was 5:30. About 3 inches of snow. I threw down a bunch of calcium chloride. And then when I left, 7:40, the entire driveway, my windshield, ice. I had to pop it all off. So check in with me on the what you're seeing on the roads. 866-391-1020, what you're seeing in your neighborhoods. I saw the TV folks out early, and I heard the reports. I guess they got a lot more snow up north. Generally, I complain about schools overreacting to calling off. Not today. This is a bright move. People are going to get jacked up. If you heard John Shumway coming in from up north, he hit 2 deer. John's okay. He doesn't know the status of the deer. I'm not making light of it. John could have been killed. He slid right into two deer. Apparently he has a cracked bumper and he's okay, but he had no control over his car in terms of stopping fast enough. Again, we get a little cocky because we grow up here and we think we have four-wheel drive, but especially on the secondary roads, as they call them, or the tertiaries. And for people in Pittsburgh, good luck with that. Good luck with that. Streets and... it's bad. Let me know what's up in your area. Let me know for the folks in the city what you're seeing as well. And I'm not beating up on the public works folks in the city. They're all these Guy Costa types. Marty Griffin, we're not talking to him anymore. I don't care, man. I want you to make sure you plow people's streets that have lived in the city for 30 years and don't get plowed. I really don't care about conversations with public works muckety mucks who have secondary jobs and don't have CDL licenses. Just me. I just want people to get their streets plowed. So if the plan in public works is not to talk to Marty Griffin, that's cool. As long as you plow the streets. But I ain't stopping until regular folks who've paid taxes for 30 years in the city get their streets clean and plowed. Seems fair to me. If your reaction to that is to pout, and that's why it's not working. If your reaction is, I'm a jerk, knock yourself out. I've been called worse by nicer people with bigger jobs. We're not talking to Marty Griffin anymore. Okay, that'll fix it. Unfortunately for you folks, I get all my information from the actual men who actually do the work on the streets every day and know the truth. And you can't handle the truth. So if your idea of plowing tertiary roads in Pittsburgh, which you never do, is not talking to me, that's a great plan. I heard in meetings they went off on me. It's about me, a talk show host. It's actually about you doing your job. If you listen to me long enough, there's no one that gives more praise to an entity or an agency or an individual that hits home runs, including the men I know that are out there in their trucks right now, killing it. But for the big shots with no CDL that have jobs at night, no. Grow up. Hey, Vince, thanks for your patience. Good morning.
How you doing, Marty?
Good, Vince.
Hey, I just want to let you know, let your listeners know. You had already mentioned this once. I just want to mention again. I have a snow removal business. My brother and I have been out busting our humps since the snow started falling this morning. And I'm shoveling the walkways and steps. It's a really, really heavy snow. And, hey, young kids, get off your backsides. Help your elderly neighbors out. And don't let them get hurt.
Boy, by the way, what a great idea. This is actually a great... I'm so glad you mentioned this. I did not think of this. So all these kids are off school today. Get off your butt. Put down the iPad. Grab a shovel. I hope the parents are listening, too. Send those little kids out into the neighborhood to help out the senior citizens. That's a great plan, Vince. Good for you.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, Marty, yeah, the roads, they're pretty wet. But everything we've cleaned, we're on our second time around with our lots and walkways. We do a lot of commercial accounts. And what we cleaned this morning is now iced over. So I've actually been calling my clients and telling them, hey, if you don't have to go to work today, don't go to work.
No, I agree. Also, Vince, any of those metal handrails going down steps, they are treacherous.
My snowblower is iced over, and it's being used.
Yep.
The handrails, absolutely. Awnings are starting. If you have metal awnings, in some of my accounts, they have metal roofs. Ice is just sliding right off of them. So, yeah, just everybody be careful out there.
Thanks, thanks, buddy. It's a great phone call. 866-391-1020. A report in. But great advice from Vince. Get your kids up to help out the neighbors. They'll learn something, and they'll feel good about themselves. And so will you. Report in for me, folks. 866-391-1020. Marty Griffin. Hey, good morning. Just some words of warning. And honestly, generally, I don't get that hyped about weather. Generally, I feel like we overreact with the reporters at the salt piles and the live shots from a driveway. But it's one of those days where a lot of folks will be in the emergency room with broken bones. It's kind of deceptively icy. And the places that the trucks can't get to will be icy for a while. I'm looking out the window here at the parking lot, and I'm seeing all this, the parking spaces are covered in ice. And then, you know how the ice forms on the tree limbs? My sister, Sandy, sent me a text. They're in the North Hills. They have no power. We heard that from a couple of different folks that what happens is the water freezes on the power lines, then the power lines break, or a car that slides on the road hits these phone poles, and then you have no electricity. And then it's hard for the crews to get to everybody, and then it's hard for the crews to manage. So there's a couple of different issues here. The main highways that I saw the parkway coming in. I was on Green Tree Road. Fabulous. Slushy, wet, fine. In fact, very little traffic because I guess a lot of folks stayed home because their kids are home. Then you get side streets, and it's treacherous. And then you get handrails, and I keep saying it, the handrails, the steps. And then Vince called in with some great advice. He has a company that him and his brother, I guess they're out all night, and they're on their second round of cleaning up. He offers some good advice. Hey, not to be rude to your kids, but let them relax a little bit. Then get them dressed up and have them grab a shovel and some calcium chloride and clear the neighbor's steps, your elderly neighbor, or a single mother's steps and the driveway for free. Brendan, thanks for hanging in there. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I live in Mercer, and I'm heading down to Pittsburgh, and it's just a single lane. You can't even see the passing lane. No one's even attempting to go over it. So, I'm doing 38 miles an hour on 79.
What's the issue, buddy? Is it the snow? Is it ice? What is it?
It's totally snow. It's no ice. The temperature right now is 27 degrees up here.
Oh. Is it slick? So, do you feel it?
Yeah. You hit the gas and all, you'll fishtail. So I'm just kind of like easing it off. But the one good thing is usually semis will, they'll get into the passing lane and blow the snow up in your windshield. And everyone's being respectful. No one's even trying to get over there. Everyone's taking their time. So I didn't see any accidents yet, which is good.
Excellent. Hey, man, a great phone call. Thanks for the info. It's really helpful. Hey, my dear friend Joan Mills, there's a pole down on 88 in Bethel Park. So that's what's happening, too. So that'll throw power out and create even more issues. Folks in the city, give me a couple phone calls. Let me know how things are looking in the city. And for the folks who are sitting at home listening online, send me an email and some pictures. What's it looking like on your streets? 866-391-1020, and it's mgriffin@kdk.com. Let me know what's happening in the city as well. Mount Lebanon side streets in our neighborhood were awful. And I'd heard the trucks. I got up about 4:15. I heard the trucks at least three times. But what happens is that then the rain started falling, then it started freezing, and now it's really nasty. Ricky. Hey, Ricky.
How you doing, Marty?
Good, buddy.
Hey, I'd just like to mention, get the ball rolling on. You know, our poor mail carriers are out there today. They got to drive on those horrible roads. Sure. I live in a rural area, and they don't even get to those streets. And then they got to jump out and walk to people's houses. But yet Congress says, oh, yeah, you got to have your mail. Do we really need mail on a day like today?
By the way, this is another two great observations. Number one, from Vince, who does the plowing and asks that folks get their kids out. It's interesting you should suggest this. This is a horribly dangerous job because then folks won't do their walkways, and then these mail folks have to crawl across this ice, and then they have to manage this to deliver the mail. I do believe that there are times when they should make choices about whether or not these mail carriers should get injured. It's a dangerous job. It's one of the reasons, and look, I'm not a martyr, I'm certainly not a saint, but it's one of the reasons I throw down so much calcium chloride because it's, and the mail guy grabbed me last Saturday and said, hey, thanks for doing that. Most folks don't. A lot of these guys and women that do this, they kind of walk across the yards because they can't trust sidewalks and driveways. It is not an easy task. The weather, the ice is the real treacherous situation, folks. Marty Griffin, good morning. 866-391-1020, throwing the number out there. Check in with me on conditions, whether it's sidewalks, rail, handrails, parking lots. just to kind of give folks a heads up. Because what happens is you get out on the main roads and it's wet and you're flying around. Then you get to these side streets, it's nothing but ice. Carl sent me a picture. Carl Fazio sent me a picture. Stopped on I-70 East for 45 minutes. I-70 East for 45 minutes near Chestnut Street. And he sent me a picture, and it's a dead stop. Obviously, some sort of accident. Joan Mills said there is a pull down on 88. My sister Sandy, who lives in the North Hills, says they have no power. No power, which would suggest to me that there's poles down somewhere, or the power lines came down from the weight of the snow and ice. And I've got another message here. Check in with me, though, what you're seeing out there. 866-391-1020. Here's from Carol. Hi, Carol. Our grandchildren are in school. They attend Penn Trafford, and their roads are good. We live in Lincoln Place. It's in the city. The street was scraped and salted, but looking out, there's ice on it. Yeah, that's what happens. You can't blame the public works folks for this. It's kind of layer upon layer. It started out as snow, then they clear the streets, then it turned into rain and ice. We are senior citizens. We have a young man who does shovel our property. Nice. Oh, he's in California, though. His sister's on American Idol. I think it's better not to shovel the driveway. That way the mailman can walk and grip in the snow. Just my thought. Interesting. I don't know. I throw as much down as possible. Salt. Hey, TJ, good morning.
Top of the morning, Marty. It's ponding. State roads are fine. The locals are a nightmare. You've heard that from everybody. But I will give you that word of caution on the elderly. This is a widowmaker snowfall. I can see some 70-something, oh, honey, it's fine. I'm going to go out. It's not that bad. And then he gets out there, and now he doesn't want to be embarrassed because it's a lot heavier than he thought. Next thing you know, he's on the 12 noon news. So just take it easy. It is heavier than all heck, and there is no purpose to it if half of it's going to melt in a couple of hours.
It is, by the way, really heavy snow.
Yeah, it's killer. I mean, I'm north of 50, not by much, but I got to tell you, I'm feeling it, and I can't even imagine somebody 10 or 15 years my senior would be struggling with this. So just take it light today, folks. Half of it's going to melt. Don't be in any hurry to show your manhood.
I was just trying to clear the driveway, and so then when I left, though, everything I had shoveled was gone, and so then the ice and came down with the slush, and so then it was frozen and made it a lot worse. And so I don't know what I should have done. I'm clueless most of the time, but I called Christine from the car and said, please be careful. It's just nasty. It just is. Hey, Lee.
Morning, Marty.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, so here in Morningside, Pittsburgh, we got ice all over the road. These side streets, they're all hills, covered in ice, sheet ice.
So
terrible. I saw a woman turn down one of these roads a few minutes ago, and she slid down the side of her car.
Yeah, it's treacherous, man.
Yeah. And all the stuff I shoveled, just like you said, turned to ice.
Yeah, it's a bad day to be out. And so this is Morningside's all ice?
Yeah. I feel bad for mail carriers and people who got to get to work.
Yeah, it's nasty. All right. Hey, I want to grab Robert, sir, while he's here. Man, I'm so glad you came in.
Hi, Marty.
Robert, sir, who just actually came in. Robert's a meteorologist. It's actually an interesting phenomenon what happened. And I'm just going to use personal experience. So I wake up. There's about 3 inches of snow. It's cool.
Okay.
I blow the snow, and then by 7 o'clock, it all changed.
Right.
What happened?
Well, the short of it is the atmosphere warmed in the upper levels, and that melts the snow, and it could still be cold at the surface, right at the surface level. So as that rain falls and it hits the ground, it freezes on contact. That's freezing rain. Sleet is a little bit different. Sleet is you have a snowflake that melts, but then there's enough cold air at the surface or between the surface and, let's say, 1,000 or 1,500 feet where that raindrop refreezes into a small ice pellet. Sleet is much better than freezing rain.
And thus the handrails
right.
are just deadly frozen.
Yeah, everything that's coated is because of freezing rain. The rain freezes on contact because the surface temperature or the temperature of that item that's being hit by the rain is below freezing. So it freezes on contact.
Robert Sir, who's a meteorologist. Hey, Robert, so what happens from here today?
Well, if you're still experiencing snow, and that's pretty much from a line from the northern panhandle of West Virginia through Butler, through northern Armstrong County, if you're still seeing snow, it's going to stay snow, and you're going to get a lot of it. Probably end up with 7, 8, 9 inches. For areas that are in a mix, like we are here in Greentree, it's going to...
What is that? Is that just rain, or what is it?
It's probably still... mostly freezing rain with a little bit of sleet mixed in. That will eventually transition back to snow late this morning, early this afternoon. I don't expect a lot of additional accumulation. And then if you're further south, Washington County, south of I-70, things like that, it may just stay a very cold rain and end as maybe a little wet snow.
So really, it's a guess, depending on which
right.
region
you're in.
Right,
it all depends, and we're saying for days, it depends exactly where you were, and the gradient of the precipitation was extremely tight.
What is a gradient?
It's the
The
gradient is the degree of snowfall and accumulation and things like that. Okay. The best example is if you're in the Mon Valley, you probably saw little, if any, snow.
Okay.
But if you're in Cranberry, you're probably going to end up with 6 or 7 inches. It's a tight...
I see.
It's packed, you know, how quickly the accumulations rise or fall.
And any idea when it'll all be gone?
I think by the evening rush, it's all gone. And we may see peaks of sunshine. I think it's the steady precipitation is over by noon or 1. This was a tough storm because it wasn't...
Yeah.
This wasn't... your typical really strong storm. This storm was relatively weak. I'll get a little nerdy here. It's more of a what's called a thermodynamically driven storm where you have heavy precipitation, not because you have a strong storm, but because you have two very different air masses colliding. It's really, really warm that's colliding with really, really cold,
I
and
see.
That blossoms precipitation. So this was a challenge.
In terms of ice on stuff, how long will this be here?
Well, the ice will hang around because it's not going to get warm anytime soon. It's going to get real cold, and anything that's wet will refreeze. The slush will turn into, you know, chunks of ice again. But by this weekend, it's probably going to get into the 40s and 50s, so we'll have some melting. So
thanks, brother.
Yeah.
Whew. Not good. Hey, let me know what's up on the roads where you're at, in the city or out. 866-391-1020.
What are you hearing, Rez, about power?
Duquesne Light's website says it's less than 10 outages right now in their service area. But, Marty, West Penn Power is reporting about 2,500 outages here in Allegheny County. A lot of them are in the South Park area, the Franklin Park area. And then we have about 300 outages in Washington County and another 140 or so in Westmoreland. So in total, it's under 3,000 right now. But as the hours go on and the ice builds up on some of these lines, I'm sure the number's probably going to crawl up.
For instance, Joe Mills, one of my friends, said there's a pole down.
There's a pole down. Apologize. There's a pole down on 88. This could be a lot of things. It could be snow on the lines, right?
It could be ice buildup more than the snow, because it's been raining pretty steadily for the last, you know, this has been a freezing rain even since around 7:30 this morning, 8 o'clock. So... yeah, I'm thinking that a lot of it's ice or people getting sideways and you know, hitting a pole. Yeah.
And what did you say? Duquesne Light has what, 2,500?
No, Light has almost none.
They're
like less than 10 right now, but it's out in the county. It's in South Park, and it's up in the Franklin Park area right now that are the two biggest hit in our area. And that's about 2,500 in total between those two areas.
Which company has the 2,500?
That's West Penn Power.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Raz.
You got it.
So the weather is having an impact. My sister's in the North Hills, kind of in the Ross Park Mall area, and has no power and no heat, and had taken the day off. I told her, go over to my house and watch my kids. No response yet. They're waiting for you, Aunt Sandy. You can make muffins and chocolate chip cookies. Do you remember the day, T, do you remember back in the day when there wasn't social media and we didn't have the internet? We would sit around the table in the morning and listen to KDKA radio, waiting for them to call the name of your school out. Wasn't that cool? That was cool. And my kids, Sophia is 13. She gets up early. 6:15-ish. And she's down there today, jacked up, excited. I just remember being so jazzed about being off school. And we spent a lot of time back in that day playing in the snow. I don't think they get out as much now, but my wife has them skiing. Not today, but so they do those things. I just didn't do them. But anyway, Vince, the call of the day came in from Vince, who has a plow company, it sounds like, with his brother. And he suggested that folks get their kids to shovel their neighbor's walkway or driveway, or make certain that there's calcium chloride on the steps if they're elderly. I think it's a great idea. Or if you have single parents, it's a great idea. Help some folks out today for free. Kids are always trying to make a little money. Mari, go ahead.
Hey, Marty. I commute every day from Highland Park down here to McKeesport. As you recall, I run the Chamber of Commerce down here.
But, yes.
Yeah, the roads are basically wet. I got to say kudos to the city, because in the last storm, it took them 4 days to come and plow my street, Calloville and Highland Park. They came by this morning when I was out shoveling the walk.
Nice.
But yeah, the roads are basically wet. Down here in the Mon Valley, they didn't get quite as much snow as we had in Highland Park, but they're pretty much fine. You just got to take your time.
Hey, Maury, it's always a pleasure. You're always welcome here, sir.
Take care, brother.
All right, my man. I love the info. I love these calls. I think it's helpful. I hope it is to you. I love having Robert around here. He really knows the weather. And he kind of breaks it down so you understand it. I like it when he said not to get nerdy. Kevin, go ahead. Kevin.
Yeah, Marty.
Hey,
hey, I'm traveling 79 North from down near Waynesburg.
Yeah.
We did not get any snow at all, just sleet, freezing rain, and ice. Trees are covered. 79 is just wet right now, but it looks like I'm probably going to run into snow once I hear Washington County. So just wanted to let you know.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Is it? Do you have ice in the parking lots and on handrails and steps, that sort of thing?
The little alleyways around the house where there's gravel, it was covered with ice. Had to throw salt down, but the main roads, state maintained roads, they're in pretty good shape. Just wet.
Thank you, Kevin. All I appreciate right. you, buddy. I got a message from Billy Sawyer, my good friend. You know what happens to him? He gets scared when it's icy like this, and he's afraid to go out. You know why? When he has that little scooter thing. What is it? That little scooter. What are they called? Vespa? Yeah. And he goes around in his little scooter. He puts his little helmet on and a leather jacket. He plays Harley, man. He said, I just had a coffee creamer spill. A little slippery. I know. I can't help myself. He's trying to poke fun at us who aren't afraid to get out. And then he slammed me. Here's what he said. Me and you. He said, from two people that think McDonald's is fine dining, two old married people that are bulking up. Do you see? He's just going, this is from Billy Sawyer. That's just not nice, Billy. I have not been eating McDonald's. I've been rubbing the French fries on my head. You learned this yesterday, Billy. Try to use it to grow in some hair. T, yeah. She likes McDonald's, but she's certainly not bulking up. You be careful on your couch, Bill. We don't want you to get hurt at all, because we need you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.